I'm Lauren from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., a Marvel Universe fan show, part of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other incredible geeky shows at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
Next up, Reed. Mr. Richards. Earth to Richards.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Okay, come on, guys.
Oh, sorry.
When I grow up, I want to be the first person in human history to teleport himself.
I'm sorry, what?
It's already possible to transport quantum information from one location to another. Right now, there are supercomputers that can transport quantum information through space. So why not a machine that can send people through space?
Well, even if you could build a thing, which you can...
I've already built it. Well, I'm building it in my garage.
Is it next to your flying car?
I'm not working on that anymore. Just this now. I call it a biomatter shuttle.
Biomatter?
Technically, I'm shuttling matter from one place to another. Well, first matter. But once I test on biological materials,
right,
I can...
Thank you, Mr. Richards. This is all very interesting. But the assignment was to pick a real career in the real world. Redo the report, and I'll let you try again tomorrow.
Welcome, everyone, to Smoking and Drinking in Capes, a superhero podcast from a couple guys who wish they had powers. This week, we watch what happens when a studio has to do something to keep the rights to superheroes. The results? Well, it's a winner of 3 out of 5 nominations. The bad news? It was for Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Worst Remake. It's 2015's Fantastic Four. But first, he's rock hard all the time. It's Jason. How you doing, Jason?
It's clobbering time.
I thought maybe it might be slobbering time, but then I remembered you do handies.
That's right.
Yeah. So, oh well.
I'm very selective on what I put in my mouth.
That's not what you say normally.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, sure. You got news?
I got a little news.
Okay, well, I need this news to last at least 35 minutes, please.
It's not that much news.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So the first thing that I've got is Bob Iger says that you're not sick of superhero movies. He says that their recent superhero movies that they've released just suck.
All right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. He's also saying that... quietly behind the scenes, they're canceling a lot of the movies that they were going to release coming forward because they were going to suck too, as well as some TV shows on Disney Plus because they were going to suck too.
All right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Did they say they were going to cancel, was it Agatha's Coven of Chaos?
Well, he didn't say exactly which ones he was canceling. But he said, yeah, they're culling the titles.
Kind of quiet about that.
Yeah. You haven't heard much about that, have you?
And it's supposed to be coming out this year, I thought.
I thought it was supposed to come out last year, but.
Well, yeah, but then the writer strike happened. So I kind of figure with the writer's actor strike, that kind of just. Yeah, don't expect anything type of deal.
Yeah, I don't know where in production they were whenever the writer's strike happened. I thought they had gotten quite a bit of it done, but maybe not. So yeah, I don't know where they're at on it. I don't know if it's they've got too much of a sunk cost to just can it at this point. But he did say, you've got some sunk cost in a lot of this, and you just gotta axe it.
Yeah, kind of like Batgirl with DC, I guess.
I guess so.
I mean, they had
Although that was done. I don't
that
know.
That was done. Yeah.
I mean, that was finished.
They didn't have to sink any more costumes. Yeah,
they just released it and recovered some costs. But that was, yeah, they did that because of a huge tax write-off.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. All right. What else you got?
Blade Runner 2099, a new sequel series. That follows the events of Blade Runner 2049, is going to be, Amazon Prime's producing that.
Okay.
They're going to start, filming that here next month in April.
Okay.
Not a lot of, information about it yet.
Yeah. I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Neither did I until I saw this article.
All righty. Well, color us both surprised.
But Ridley Scott is a producer on it.
Okay.
So it's got the original DNA backing it.
Yeah, but that sometimes doesn't even mean anything. That just means that they're putting their name on it to try to draw a crowd.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. So we'll see.
I mean,
but it's Amazon Prime, so that's kind of premier television.
Yeah, they've got a pretty decent track record, too. So
a decent one. Some of their shows kind of suck, but...
Yeah, but decent.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I'll watch it because I'm not paying $250 a month on top of what I already fucking pay per year to watch commercials.
Wait. What?
Yeah, you didn't know Amazon Prime started putting commercials into their video, into Prime Video?
It's just at the beginning, and you can skip it.
No, you can't. You can't skip it.
Well, everything that I've watched on Prime, I could skip.
The commercials?
Yeah, only at the beginning. Only
thing
I've seen.
Skip those commercials, because I haven't been able to skip shit.
Well, maybe I wasn't skipping it, but maybe I really didn't care because it was like 30 seconds.
Oh, man, I had like a minute and a half, 2 minutes worth of fucking commercials.
Yeah, but it's all at the beginning, right?
I don't care if I'm watching a series. I get at the end of one series, and then I hit, you know, to go to the next one. There's a fucking two-minute commercial.
I can understand some binge-watching. You know what I do during those? I get up and I go refill.
Fuck that. I don't want to get up. I'm binge-watching. The whole point is me lounge on the fucking chair and not get ass up.
Yeah, with your hand down your pants. I understand. I've been there and seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It made it sound like I joined in, but I didn't. I was in a different chair with my hand down my own pants, not down his pants. Let's clarify that.
Different chair, you mean my lap?
No. No, no. I had the couch. You had... it wasn't a lazy boy. It was just a single person chair.
Uh-huh.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
All right. Third thing I've got is you know, you've heard of Rebel Moon, right?
Yes, Rebel Moon Part 1, which I still haven't watched.
Yeah, good luck with that. I haven't seen it either because I don't have Netflix currently, but I'm not going to watch it. Well, Rebel Moon Part 2 is coming out in April.
Okay, I hear it's got some dancing and some electricity in it.
Yes, I guess so. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Zack Snyder's basically ripoff of Star Wars. Think Zack Snyder, Star Wars with less plot.
Mm-hmm, and more slow-mo.
Tons more slow-mo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a PG-13 version. However, he says that the Snyder cut of both parts is going to be released this summer, or is likely to be released this summer, and is going to have an extra hour per film worth of extended footage. And I guarantee you that's just going to be like one slow-mo scene per film.
Yeah, and you know... Don't get me wrong. Justice League Snyder Cut was good.
Yep.
But, I mean, at this point, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're releasing Snyder cuts and nobody's asking for Snyder cuts.
Yeah, because really the only reason why we wanted a Snyder cut of Justice League is because Snyder didn't get to finish it.
Right. So, and he had a totally different vision from what was released.
Right, and so it's not like we didn't get to see what Zack Snyder did.
Right.
Right. Rebel Moon, we saw what Zack Snyder did.
Yes, this was his vision.
So this is like the Snyder cut?
Yeah, this is his vision of what his vision, I guess, maybe was supposed to be. I don't know.
But before Snyder got in the way?
I guess so. It's supposed to be very R-rated and an extra hour per film of footage. Yeah, so I don't know why he didn't just release the Snyder cut to begin with.
Right. I mean, it's Netflix. It's not like you're trying to make it fit in a movie theater.
Right.
Time frame.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there is a pause button. People can get up and go pee. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's dumb.
Yeah.
I'm starting to question Zack Snyder's sanity at this point.
Right. Right. I don't know. It's like James Cameron, you know, re-releasing Avatar just because he can.
Well, he re-released that because it was a promotion for his new Avatar film.
Right. Again, just because he could.
Right.
Yeah. And then to try to get back.
Yeah. Get the
title.
The top box office spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, he kind of did that with Titanic too, didn't he?
Yeah. Did he re-release it? I think they might have re-released it on like an anniversary or something. But I mean, Titanic wasn't going to have the top spot.
Titanic had the top spot for a long time.
For a while. Yeah. And then it lost it.
Of course, it was in the box. It was in the theaters forever.
Forever. We went and saw that in high school or middle school or whatever grade I was in. We went and watched it for school.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
And I refuse to see it.
You know, when we bring back Smoking and Drinking Between the Sheets, that's going to be the next one, buddy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And you know what? You're going to draw me like one of your French girls.
Oh, I'll draw you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. All right. Is that all you got?
That's all I got. Three.
That is three.
And we blazed through them because you kept pushing me through it.
I did. Well, okay. Do you want to go back and rehash something? So I did see something. Actually, I'm going to bring something up. I thought this was kind of, and it's not going to be at all topical, when you decide to release your next saddest episode.
This Friday.
Well, I guess by this point, they'll know whether or not you made good on your promise.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And then supposedly you have another one coming out. I believe it's, with the whole like pre-recording
right
thing.
Close to the 1st of April.
Yeah. Yeah. March 29th, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Which is also, wait a minute. So technically, when this is out, there's also something over at Satis.
Two things over at Satis.
No, just one thing at Satis, one thing at Satic. Because you'll be releasing Ghostbusters, supposedly, on the 29th.
And this release is on the 29th.
Yeah.
But I will have also released several weeks ago Dune Part 2.
Supposedly.
It's going to come out.
TM. Yeah.
Soon.
Anyway.
TM.
Soon TM. So what I was going to say is there's an article out there that right now Voyager 1 has lost its shit.
What?
And it's Voyager 1, the probe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it has lost its shit. It has gone senile. It is just sending ones and zeros randomly.
Well, it's way the fuck out there, and it's really fucking old, so...
Yeah.
It's long Again, past its life.
It's gone senile.
Yeah.
So I thought that was... It's like, oh, man, you know, it was doing so well here for a little while. And, yeah, hopefully they can get that back.
The space madness.
It's got the space madness. Yep. Yep. Yeah. It's unfortunate. All right, well, I guess we should do a pod crawl.
I guess so, if we have to.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it'll take up some time, which we need.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah. Let's thank me.
We can call it, I don't know, say a pod crawl? The pod crawl! Pod crawl! Pod crawl, pod crawl, excellent, insert it deep, pod crawl.
Kind of like a space suppository full of information.
It's career day, and a young Reed Richards wants to introduce teleportation to the world. Despite his drawings and math to support the theory, Reed is scolded by the teacher for making up such preposterous ideas. A fellow classmate, Ben, thinks it's a cool idea and lends a high-power transformer that he had sitting in his backyard to the cause. The duo are successful in teleporting a toy car somewhere, but aren't able to bring it back. A few years later, the same dynamic duo are at a science fair and demonstrate their teleporter again, but this time with a slightly charred return trip. Daddy Storm is impressed and gives Reed a scholarship to the Baxter Foundation to continue his research. While there, Reed meets Sue Storm, Victor Von Doom, and Johnny Storm. The group all work together to build a full-size functioning teleporter. Cue a build montage with an eventual successful launch and return of a monkey to the alternate dimension. Of course, the government lackeys want to get involved and insist that NASA will be the first humans to set foot on this new world. The three males get pissed, get drunk, and then realize that if NASA goes first, the thing will probably blow up, get delayed, or just straight up quit working based on NASA's track record. So they decide to go do it on their own, but Reed needs his lucky charm, Ben, first. The four guys jump inside the He-Man Woman Hater clubhouse and leave Sue at home to bake cookies and do the dishes. The transport was a success, so what do the drunk kids do? They take a page out of the American Pie book and see if the green liquid feels like warm apple pie. The green goo doesn't consent to the fingering that it is getting and violently erupts. While running back to the pods, the green goo spews all over Victor to see how he likes being violated without consent. Victor, feeling bad about his decisions, falls to his apparent death in the green pit. The rest make it back to Earth, but not without consequences. The quantum teleporter explodes and they are transformed physically. Ben was bombarded with rocks when his hatch flew open and now is covered in rocks. Johnny was burned alive, but is now eternally on fire. Sue was knocked out by the quantum blast and for some reason turns invisible. Reed was trapped under rubble and tried to get to his friend to help him. This stretched him out like Play-Doh. The group is studied by some government scientists, but eventually Reed escapes and goes on the run trying to figure out a cure for Ben. The other three accept their fate and become tools for the military. Eventually Reed is found and caught. He is convinced to help rebuild the teleporter so that they can figure out a cure. The new teleporter is built and NASA goes through. They are greeted by Victor, who now has telekinetic abilities because green goo. Victor is brought back to Earth. He escapes back into the teleporter to go back to his new home where he rules over all the rocks. He somehow builds a teleporter of his own out of rocks and begins to suck Earth through a black hole. The four kids fight back and eventually win by combining their powers to create Captain Planet. Doom is defeated and vaporized in his own teleporter. Cue the four kids getting a research base all to themselves to do whatever they want and randomly giving themselves a superhero group name credits.
All right. 2015's Fantastic Four. How many
Nothing
times did
fantastic you... about this movie.
I was going to say, how many times did you stab yourself in the eyes?
Oh my God, I wanted to so much. If not just to keep awake so I could actually, you know, try and watch this movie...
And have something to say about it.
Oh, my God. So I am, first of all, pretty fucking sure he said catalytic converter and not goddamn transformer. And a catalytic converter is not what they fucking pulled into that garage. That was a goddamn electric transformer.
Exactly. So, yeah, he said, I don't know if it was catalytic converter, but he said something that is not what he dragged in. Like, I rewound it. I went back. I skipped backwards to double check and make sure that what I saw was what I saw. Cause I was like, Seriously? That's not a power source. That's like, that ups a power source, but that's not a power source.
Yeah, it was a transformer. In fact, you could see the exact same fucking transformer on a pole
right
in the scene
the
where all the electricity went out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Well, hey, you know what? They're little kids. They didn't know better.
He just built a fucking quantum transport. He knows what a fucking catalytic converter and a transformer is.
You know, I don't know. Maybe he got his wires crossed and he was actually looking for a flux capacitor.
Maybe. I don't know. This movie was so fucking stupid.
So, yeah. So I watched this with the wife because neither one of us had seen this.
And you're divorced now.
She's seriously thinking about it.
The papers are being filed.
They are being worked on, yes. So we watched it, and, you know, her big question, almost right from the beginning is,
why am I with you?
Well, no. Yeah, but no. Why are they so young?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I said maybe they did that because they were hoping to get a few years out of these actors and get more than just one movie before they got, you know, too old or what have you, if they had used older actors. She goes, okay, well, that makes sense. I said, and obviously that didn't happen. She goes, well, no, this movie sucked. I'm like, yeah. What is your thought on the fact that they used such young actors for this?
So I was confused. Well, first of all, if they wanted to use young actors, they probably should have gotten slightly younger actors than what they got for the actors that they were. So they were portraying like
college kids, like,
well, barely
college kids,
like, yeah, late high school kids. So they had just graduated from high school. But the actors were probably in their late 20s, early 30s. So how old is Kate Mara? Kate Mara is 41. So, yeah, 10 years ago, she would have been 31.
Mm-hmm. And Miles Teller is 37. He would have been 27.
So he would have been 27.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Michael B. Jordan, I guarantee, is in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 37. So he would have been 27.
Jamie Bell's 37 as well, but that one didn't really matter too much.
Well, yeah, I mean, because they could cover him up. But
hey, you know who Jamie's married to?
No.
Kate.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think that's how he got the part? Or is that where they met?
Honestly, I'm thinking that's how they met, because they got married in 2017.
Oh,
he
yeah,
was
there you go.
Jamie was married to Evan Rachel Wood.
No shit.
Yeah, they were married in 2012. They divorced in 2014. So
right after they filmed this,
or right when they filmed this, seeing as this came out in 2015, so.
Well, they delayed this.
Oh,
they delayed the release on this, yeah.
Did they? I didn't see that. It premiered in August of 2015. Okay. No, well, principal photography didn't begin until May 2024, or May 2014. So the principal cast was, the principal characters were cast in January of 2014. So they... You know, so Kate Mara was the rebound, like, almost immediately.
I still think that Kate Mara was the home wrecker.
Possibly. Let's see. They announced they separated. Okay, so they separated in May 2014. So, like, he went and did Fantastic Four, and she was like, "Now that movie's gonna suck. I'm getting out.
I'm done.
I'm done." And then they started dating. Kate and Jamie started dating in late 2015.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they all say. So, but that's interesting. I didn't realize that that Kate was married to Jamie. Eh, all right, whatever. I didn't have a problem with them using, or I guess trying to be younger actors, or trying to be young students. I would have believed it more if they were closer to, let's say, grad student age.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yep. Or masters or something. Like they'd get,
well, a master's is a grad degree.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was thinking doctorate, sorry. Not doctorate. But yeah, grad student. You know, they had gotten their bachelor's, or they were almost close to, you know, maybe Reed had almost gotten
it. I would have been cool with them being in grad school and doing this. Yeah. That would have been fine.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's kind of around the timeline that it did, like, that they did in the actual comics. Of course, they've kind of changed the history on how the Fantastic Four has been formed several times in the comics. But
right,
yeah, Reed was in his like mid to late 20s whenever they finally got that ship into orbit built, and then got bombarded by cosmic rays and got their powers.
Right. Right. So they got their powers in this one from the quantum teleporter exploding, apparently.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they got their powers from the green goo.
I think it was the interaction of...
Yeah.
Interaction with the green goo and the quantum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would think, though, that a bunch of science nerds... Which, okay, I can understand Ben and maybe Johnny being idiots and touching the green goo. But Victor and Reed, who are science nerds and, you know, and know the whole, you know, the whole thing about the scientific method and all this other
right.
crap, why would you go and stick your dick in something that doesn't belong?
Yeah, and some STD. Totally unknown material. You have no idea if that material is like corrosive, or if it's explosive, or what kind of interaction it's going to have with, you know, whatever you're wearing.
Right, because we don't even know if it was hospitable to humans in terms of like the atmosphere.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, they never environment suits.
They didn't make a mention of, it's breathable or anything. And
well, they didn't have any atmospheric sensors on until they rebuilt the pod and went in with NASA.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that was... I didn't like the origin. I mean...
I didn't like this film.
Well, no. No, I didn't. It wasn't great. But I really didn't. Yeah, I didn't like the origin.
The entire time I was watching this film, and every time I saw Miles Teller, I was like, man, I wish I was watching fucking the new Top Gun movie.
Really? I was thinking, man, I wish I was watching Ready Player One.
That would have been a better movie to watch.
I would have gotten better nostalgia off of that bad boy.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, I mean... I applaud them for trying to come up with a different way to explain how they get their powers as opposed to, you know, a spaceship that gets hit by cosmic rays, because that's a little weird for, I mean, at the time, it was a little weird because we knew how space worked around our planet to an extent, right?
Right.
So... you know, back in the, when was Fantastic Four, started back in the '60s, right?
No, it was earlier than that.
It was, 1961, was Fantastic Four number one. Yeah, first appearance.
Because the original Reed Richards was like a World War II vet.
Yeah, says first appearance was 61. So they, you know, space race was happening. Things were, it was curious, right? You know, things were unknown. It was a mystery. So that made sense for back then on how they get their powers. We know better now. And, you know, we have the whole shuttle thing and, you know, we're protecting ourselves from cosmic rays and all that other stuff. So they had to, you know, they tried to come up with something a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I don't like the execution. The execution, I mean, the movie, again, the movie sucked, but the execution was kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Why, you know, they make this four person. So you go to this show, you go to this movie, Fantastic Four. Presumably you go to this movie and you know that the Fantastic Four is Mr. Fantastic. Whether you know the name, or that it's Reed Richards, you know that it's a dude that can stretch,
right?
A dude that looks like a rock,
right?
A dude that can turn into flames and fly around, and a chick,
right?
That turns invisible, but and a chick. It's three guys and a girl, and some toast. they do this movie and you know shit's gonna happen when, you know, they decide, oh, we're gonna go over there, you know, okay, this is where it happens, right? And four guys get into the pods and you're like, okay, how does Sue get her powers? Where does the chick play in this,
right?
And then, you know, crap happens. It's like, oh, okay, they interacted with the goo and everything like that. You know, some goo was spraying, goo sprayed. There was a spark. Oxygen lit Johnny on fire. Johnny's burning to death. Okay. Jamie gets hit with, Ben gets hit with rocks, and now he's getting rocks. Still don't know how Reed got elasticity, because it seems like all of this happened during the transportation, whereas his happened after the accident.
Right.
And you're like, okay. So, and then Sue just gets hit by a wave, but you're like, I mean, that should have just knocked her out.
Right.
Right. I mean, nothing. She starts phasing in. She didn't get any of the green goo on her. So it's the green goo didn't explode all over the lab. She starts phasing in and out of existence or whatever, or the light spectrum. Why didn't anything else that got hit with this exact same blast get that same mutation? You know?
Well, I mean, the only thing that I can think of is, you know, it only affects organic matter, maybe.
Okay. Maybe.
That's still kind of apologetic, though.
Yeah, you're making excuses. You're apologizing for this movie. I thought you hated it.
I do, and I'm not apologizing for it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, that was my big... Not my big issue. That was one of the big issues, but that was the big, a big red flag. I was like, the whole point is they went out and they did their thing. And then Von Doom, Victor, shows up with telekinetic powers somehow because he took a goo bath. But, you know, it was like he was on that planet forever.
Well, yeah, and while he was on that planet, apparently he was super weak because he could barely walk to those dudes.
Yeah.
But then he gets on Earth and, oh, I'm all better now. And yeah. Look at all these psychokinetic cool powers I have.
Right. Which, so the only thing I'm not apologizing, but the only thing I can think of is using the teleporter activated some sort of interaction between the green goo and whatever blue ball that they go through.
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, because his suit was fused to him and everything, and he had green kind of interlaced in his crap.
Right. How did he survive?
Without food?
Yeah, for a year without food and shit.
Hatred. Pure hatred.
The force. Hatred.
The force and hatred sustained him until he could be saved. He's like Darth Vader.
But he had less apparently cool. So I don't buy that it was the whatever blue ball or blue energy that activated it, because they said that the landscape had been changed. So he'd apparently already been terraforming the place.
Yeah, he'd been playing. Yeah. So he already had it, or maybe the blue ball kickstarted whatever he had. Maybe he had some powers, and then they got amplified. I don't.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't. Yeah.
We're trying to fucking inject shit. We're trying into to make this movie that good. Didn't fucking explain anything. Yeah.
Yeah. I really dislike the fact that the thing didn't wear pants.
I just really disliked the thing altogether. I thought it was a shitty fucking design.
Okay.
His eyes were way too far apart. That was distracting.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were way too big. They were way too far apart. It was disturbing looking at his face.
So do you prefer CGI thing or practical thing like in the Jessica Alba in...
Man, I almost prefer practical thing.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem with practical thing.
I thought they did a decent job with practical thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know it's a dude in a suit, but, you know it's a dude in a suit. You're not expecting much more than that. Yeah, this wasn't good. The whole constantly being on fire, but apparently you can like push a couple buttons and it. What is it like? Constantly shooting extinguishing foam on him, on the Human Torch.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know what the point of those suits were. I mean, it was supposed to control their powers, but how?
Right, right. I mean, I can understand something for like Sue, and like maybe the suit helps to make it to where you can be seen or stabilizes her if she's in some sort of flux or whatever, but they never really explain it, right? They just,
right.
Oh no, here are the suits. They help them, you know? And then, oh, I know. It's because the Human Torch's suit had vents.
Oh, so it cooled him down.
He had vents. Yeah. Yes. He had sweet, sweet vents. Yeah. And then I didn't understand Reed's suit. I guess he had slinkies on his arms to help keep him pulled together.
I don't know. I couldn't tell if that was to... I couldn't tell if his suit was there to help regulate his powers or if his suit was designed to accommodate his powers.
Right. Yeah, I don't know either. Well... So when they were fighting Doom, Doom did some shit to his rings, and he kind of lost control of his arms at that point.
Yeah, until I guess his suit was there to help regulate his powers, and that's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And let me just say this.
Say it.
For somebody who's supposed to be as good an engineer as Johnny, the dude's a fucking idiot. He should know what a fucking red line means.
Oh, on his car?
Yeah. He just blew the fucking engine out on his car because he revved it past the red line.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't he put a fucking rev limiter on there to keep that shit from happening?
And why did they need that kid to do all the welding? There's plenty of welders out there.
Right.
They just needed a way to bring the kid in. Yeah. Oh, not only is he good at welding, he can do it one-handed.
Well, but they brought him in because he could supposedly build anything.
Right. Right. I mean, it was very contrived. They had to try to figure out a way to keep everybody together. It was dumb. I was okay with them being, with Sue being adopted. I was okay with that. That was fine.
That was an okay change. That was something they had to do to get her and Johnny as brother and sister.
Right. Right. And it was fine. It was fine. It worked out.
There were a lot of people in this movie that were in the MCU.
Yeah.
So Michael B. Jordan
right.
is in the MCU.
As Killmonger. Yeah.
The dude who played the professor in the Hulk movie was the creepy guy who got his head exploded at the end.
Timothy Blake Nelson. Yeah, he was the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ends up being the leader, which supposedly he is back for Deadpool 3.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, as the leader. So, yeah, he was in there. That was it. There was just the two.
I thought there was somebody else that I saw.
Ooh, I didn't recognize anybody.
I will give this credit or this movie a little bit of credit. They did cast Dan Castellaneta as the stupid science teacher.
Okay, yeah.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah, Homer.
Okay.
Yeah. Homer Simpson. Yeah. Yeah, that's it's too bad he didn't use the voice. That would have been funny.
I know, that would have been good.
That would have been funny. Or, you know, some sort of nod to the Simpsons, you know, like, you know, some kid that did a science thing on how to make donuts or something, and he goes, "Now that I can get behind," or something like that, you know.
Right.
That would have been a nice little nod, but yeah. Yeah, there was just so much wrong with this.
This movie sucked.
And there was so much wrong with it. And then they expect you to believe that they're able to just like all of a sudden start working closely together and use their powers to defeat basically a dude that can control anything with his mind.
Right.
You know, get your butt kicked and then all of a sudden, no, by the power of friendship, we can win. You know, it was really, it wasn't good. I wouldn't wish this on my enemies. I really wouldn't. It probably you know, breaks some sort of Geneva Convention or something.
It's definitely cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, there's probably some sort of torture clause somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. How about we just move on?
Let's do that.
Okay. How about superpower roll call then?
Well, if I'm doing superpower roll call based on the dipshits in this movie, I'm going to have to go Doom.
Okay. I went the same way. He had the best powers. All the rest of them kind of sort of sucked. Cause Sue didn't even have her major powers. You know, she was still kind of she wasn't like the next level power person that they portray her now in the comics. So yeah. All right. You got awards?
I got a few.
Black Lung then.
Black Lung, I'm going to give that to old Johnny. He got a little crispy there a couple times.
Yeah, I went the same way. I said Johnny getting himself roasted. You know, he was a crispy human being when they came through the portal. And then all of a sudden, I guess he reignited himself. I don't know. Whatever. They kind of hand waved all of that really quickly.
Yeah. I mean, the whole fucking film was rushed. I mean, it was only like an hour and a half long. Thank God.
Yeah.
It wasn't any longer than an hour and a half, but.
Yeah. Headlush, I gave it to the Three Amigos, you know, before doing dumb stuff.
Yep, that's who's getting mine too.
Yeah. How about your player?
Player. I mean, I'm going to give it to Sue for, you know, basically getting both Victor and Reed to, you know, crush on her, but the romance thing never went anywhere. They right. kind of hinted at it towards the beginning of this yeah. love triangle, and then just they dropped it like a fucking bad habit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was the same for me with Sue and this pseudo love triangle thing, being able to get them to do their bidding or her bidding or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So. You know, at this point, I would say something, but it's not even worth it for this movie. You should feel happy.
And I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Purple Hippo for me. You know, I'm going to give it to Victor for being alone for an entire year without a volleyball.
Huh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give mine to Ben.
Okay.
I mean, his was a total body transformation.
Right. And it seemed like he like rebirthed himself.
Yeah. I mean, he was basically a rock and kind of had to break himself out of a solid mound of rock.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that he's not wearing any pants tells us that he doesn't have a pee-pee anymore. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The total body transformation.
That sucks. Yep. Poor guy. He'll never be able to get his rocks off.
Nah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you teed it up for me.
I know.
Yeah.
You set him up, you got to knock him down.
Yeah, I mean, you teed it up, and it was like, it was there. I just had to bag it. Okay, that's it. That was a bad joke. That was terrible. Kind of like this movie. All right. Well, I guess if you don't have anything else profound that you want to say.
This movie sucks.
Like I said, if you didn't have anything else profound that you wanted to say, you need to pick a random movie today between 1 and 90.
I'm going to say not 4 because this movie sucks.
Was not fantastic.
No, it was not fantastic. So it's not going to be the number 4. Kind of what's the antithesis of 4? What would you think the antithesis of 4 would be?
Dude, I can't even spell antithesis. So
4 is an even number. It's the square of 2. So let's go with a prime number. Let's go with 37.
All right. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Wow, you let me go there for a bit.
A little bit.
All right. You said 37 being a prime number.
Yep. And it's a prime number that if you took 3 minus 7, it would be negative 4. So it's the antithesis of the number 4.
Oh, you know what? We talked about this a few episodes ago. This is this had a 9% review.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So next time we will be reviewing the movie where our hero agrees to sacrifice his powers to start a relationship with a mortal, unaware that three criminals from his homeworld he inadvertently released are conquering
Superman
Earth.
Superman 2.
It is 1980s Superman 2.
Also known as Superman Part 2. Yeah. They split the original Superman film in two, and this they just released this part as number two.
As number two. Who does number two work for? man.
All right. At least this movie's decent.
Yes. It doesn't get much better after that, though.
No, not really. Superman 3 kind of sucked.
Superman 4 was on our was on the shit list from a couple days ago.
Superman 4 was not very good.
Yeah. So we are not looking good at all moving forward on those. But for today, that is going to do it. Our intro and outro music is Demon by JVNA. Podcrawl music is Snack Mix by Machette. If you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. You can leave us feedback on our Discord channel over at smokinganddrinkingandcapes.com/discord. You can also email us at smokinganddrinkingandcapes@outlook.com. Be sure to visit the Gunna Geek Network for other great shows over at gunnageek.com. For this week, I'm Rob.
Don't watch this movie.
Don't. Save your $2.99. Cancel HBO Max.
Well, don't do that. It's not HBO Max's fault that this movie sucks.
Oh, that's true. It was Fox's. See you next time.